You're listening to Cents Per Mile with your host, Charles Gracie, and his co-host, Paul Gibson. Joined by Josh Haynes, they'll be tackling tough industry topics, asking even tougher questions, all to find better solutions as they try to make sense make sense.
Thanks for tuning in to Cents Per Mile. I'm your co-host, Paul Gibson.
Hey, I'm Josh Haynes. Paul, where's Charles at?
Charles is actually in Las Vegas at the 10th Street User Conference, and we'll check in with him later. But we are not, we're here.
No Viva or Las or Vegas for us.
More like lost out on an opportunity, Vegas. But that being said, if you go to our website, centspermilepodcast.com, you can actually sign up to be a guest. You can sign up to pick the topic for the week, and you can even sponsor us. So if you wanted us all to come out to your event, that would be a great way to get a hold of that opportunity.
That's a dangerous plan to try to hang out with us.
I don't know, man. I thought I went pretty good at mats. But yeah, you know, so that's solid. This week's episode is sponsored by MVT, helping America move forward. Check them out at m-v-t.com. But yeah, so Charles isn't here.
It's very quiet.
It's so quiet.
I kind of like it.
It's sort of nice. It's sort of like a little vacation. a little bit, you know. I don't hate it. But I do miss him. I do miss him. Good thing we'll check in with him later. But I think that's enough ranting. I think it's about time to do the news. All right, it's time for 10-2 News, where we scour CDLLife.com and find the coolest news stories for the week. So number one is there was a man just being filmed, just
wow,
chilling out on the back of the trailer of a semi-truck going down the highway.
Oh, we'll play it. We'll insert a video here. He is definitely just hanging on. He's just hanging on there.
He's just, yep. He's just on the back of the trailer, you know, holding on, just standing, just, yep. I mean, that's not too different from the way that me and Josh actually get all that footage of rolling trucks whenever we go out on a video shoot.
I mean, I can confidently say I have hitchhiked before. I know Paul has. That's a story for another time.
It's true.
But I've never hitchhiked like that before.
Yeah, man, that seems like you're one pump away or one like hard braking incident away from a really bad time.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So on to our next story. So this one's a little bit more serious. A service manager admits to embezzling $1.3 million from the trucking company that he worked for. He did a lot of this through stealing insurance reimbursement payments and also by generating false vendor payment requests.
How do you embezzle like $1.3 million from your company without them noticing?
I mean, they noticed eventually, but yeah, that seemed like it kind of got out of hand. I'd imagine, you know, someone starts showing up, you know, it's like, oh, that's a nice new Rolex. Oh, is that, you know, is that a Gucci wallet? You know, I bet you that probably raised a lot of like how much I get paid versus someone else gets paid questions at their terminal.
Yeah, it says he used insurance reimbursement payments is how he got a total of $562,000 was just in that alone. And then the other like $751,000 was in other false vendor payment requests. So,
well, and another thing that'll actually make a good transition to going to check in on Charles is he actually used a lot of the embezzled funds on gambling trips to Las Vegas.
Oh my God.
So after this ad break, it seems like a good segue and a good time to check in on Charles Gracie, who is on a business trip to Las Vegas.
Mesilla Valley Transportation, founded by truck drivers for truck drivers. Why choose MVT? Well, it's simple.
I started off as a driver. Now I'm managing routes. With MVT, the sky's the limit.
Balance is key. State-of-the-art equipment, a strong focus on safety, and a family-driven company culture where respect and hard work are at the core. Mesilla Valley Transportation, where we care about you. Join our family today.
All
Hey, Charles Gracie here, host of Cents Per Mile, and this week in Las Vegas, covering the 10th Street User Conference. And besides being in Las Vegas, where it's full of opportunity, excitement, and the bright lights, we're at the 10th Street User Conference, where they're going to be dropping a bunch of industry information, knowledge, and data points to help carriers prime their efforts in the rest of 2024. So let's see how lucky we get. All right, let's tune in. When we talk 10th Street, we have to talk 10th Street partners, and you won't find a better partner than Drivers Legal Plan. How you doing over here, Brad?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. How about yourself?
You know, it's Vegas. It's 10th Street User Conference. There's always some big unveils. There's always a lot of networking. So far, they've already unveiled that they got AI going in there. So, I mean, what's some of your thoughts on this year's?
I think it's amazing. Every time we come here, I'm just impressed with the new technology, the new advancements they've made, how it's become more user-friendly for the carriers. It promotes their safety culture. It really truly is a seamless integration with what everybody does, 10th Street does, all of the partners, into the software, under the safety department. Helps the carriers with recruiting, helps put safer drivers on the road. Just an amazing product. We're just happy to be here.
Speaking of amazing products, there was an unveil of you guys being integrated into their system. So tell us a little bit about this.
Well, thank you very much. We've been a partner at 10th Street for a couple of years now. Of course, all of our applications, drivers can sign up directly through the Pulse program, and carriers can make it available through to their drivers through orientation as well. But one of the things that we unveiled at this meeting was the DLP Risk app. What it is as your driver is planning their route, we provide data with 10th Street that takes them on the route and shows them enforcement areas. This area has been receiving more citations, more infractions, more violations, so that they know as they're driving down the road which areas are seeing more traffic, where they need to maybe pay a tad bit more attention to what's going to be going on so that they can, again, be safer on the road and help the carriers out. And in addition, while I was here, they were unlucky enough, I guess, or made the foolish mistake to give me a microphone and let me get on stage for a couple of minutes. We talked about version 2 that's coming out, second phase of our integration. So next year, we're going to be able to unveil that Drivers Legal Plan and 10th Street will continue to partner together. You'll be able to access the current status of your cases through our database. So from the 10th Street dashboard, they'll be able to log in, check on what's going on with the driver case, see the current status, court, what's going on with it. We'll be able to move documents back and forth. If I've got a copy of a citation that his driver's received or an inspection, we'll be able to relay it seamlessly back to the carrier. The carrier will be able to provide that as well. We'll be able to initiate data queue challenges directly through the dashboard so that we can do that seamlessly, all from one place on the computer. That's going to be great. We're really looking forward to it. In addition, when a driver receives a citation that we're handling, it'll provide pop-up to the carrier, so the carrier will receive instant notice that this is going on. It'll be tied into the 10th Street Infraction to Action program. So let's say a driver gets a citation for speeding. They get notice. Video file will automatically go out to that driver to rewatch this perhaps training video on this particular matter. Allows the carrier to be proactive in putting a safer driver on the road.
That's a lot of interesting stuff and a lot for people to digest in a conversation and meeting that's already been given a lot of information. So if we're going to talk a little bit about how people can get a hold of you to get some more of this information, sure, to maybe, you know, utilize your services or get some of that experience that you have to offer, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can go to driverslegalplan.com, www.driverslegalplan.com, or you can reach out and call us at area code 405-948-6576. We're on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, all of those areas, or you can just Google Brad Klepper, and unfortunately, you'll probably be able to find something about me. Disregard all the bad stuff.
Hey, people have made bad decisions here. They gave me a mic, too.
I know.
All right, so now we got Miranda and Brittany from Hogan Transports. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I mean, we're in Vegas, so I'm feeling a little lucky. I think I'm going to hit the tables tonight, but besides that, we're lucky to be at 10th Street User Conference.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what you're seeing here.
So I'm really excited about the Pulse Plus features that are coming out. I'm excited to roll those out to the team. And hopefully they save us some time and kind of bridge that gap, the lag that drivers have. You know, it's, we don't have people overnight, things like that. So I think the AI part of it will be really cool.
Awesome. So, I mean, you guys, this is first time, second time?
Third for me.
It's my first time here.
So your third time, your first time. You know, you're getting to engage with a lot of industry professionals. I mean, it's a pretty cool event. If you had to pick out one of the things that stood out to you most that you weren't expecting to see, was it the networking opportunities? Was it the technology being unveiled?
I think I expected the networking. I think it's the technology that's being rolled out. It's super exciting, and I think it'll be a game changer. So
if someone wanted to see what Hogan was all about, you know, how would they get a hold of y'all?
You can find us at driveforhogan.com.
All right, so we're over here at the CDL Life booth at the 10th Street User Conference, and I'm sitting over here with my guy, Sean. How you doing, my guy?
Great, great, doing well.
So you getting lucky in Vegas?
A little bit.
All right, so why do you come to this 10th Street User Conference? Like, what do you see? You've been doing this for a long time.
10th Street User Conference is one of the most engaging conferences we attend with our clients. We get face-to-face opportunities to speak with them. They're here to learn more about the 10th Street information that they can garner to make them a better recruiter, make them more fluid in their job that they're doing. But it helps us to be able to be here and answer questions for them as well, because everything that we do flows right into their 10th Street account.
So that's some interesting stuff. You guys have been building a lot of tools behind the scenes to not only just sling leads like everyone can do, but you're giving solutions to help build engagement from those leads. Absolutely. Tell us what that looks like from your guys' perspective.
Absolutely, yes. We are trying to be more than just a lead gen where we just dump a short form lead into their ATS and walk away. We actually want to provide solutions, help these guys actually receive more full applications. More full applications is going to turn into more conversions for them. And ultimately, that's what it is. We want to make sure that every person that does business with us gets a good ROI.
Awesome. So if they want to maximize their ROI and their marketing dollar spent, they should check you guys out at the 10th Street User Conference or check out CDL Life and ask for Sean or Mitzi.
Absolutely.
It wouldn't be a Cents Per Mile episode without our friends, Mesilla Valley, Robert Pearson, coming on the show. How's it going?
It's going great. Excited to be here in Las Vegas and see you, Charles, and your team, and excited to get the show on the road here.
Yeah, so speaking of being on the road, I mean, you've been coming to this for some time. What's one of the reasons that you come to this conference?
I will say this. So, like, we've talked a little bit about, you know, knowing if your baby's ugly, you got to compare between one company to the next. So I really enjoy getting a chance to see what other folks are doing, their experiences, best practices. And then it's getting with people that we work with. Like, we work with you routinely. It's good to see you actually in person, though, and get into the nitty-gritty and details. So exciting to be here.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is one of those conferences where everyone comes, they pick up some of the data points, you start hearing other perspectives from other carriers, and then from the vendors, you're starting to see different ways that things are being done. Is there anything that stood out to you in this conference that, you know, you weren't expecting to see, maybe?
Despite the environment that we're in right now, where a lot of carriers are full at this moment, I think the first day probably taught us that customer service is still top and center when you're dealing with drivers. Being able to execute in your process, get an answer back to a driver quickly. The principles that have held true for the last 20 years, even in today's environment, are holding true. And the companies that probably aren't doing very well at that are going to have a very long 12 to 18 months coming out of this.
Awesome. So if someone wanted to have some more talks like this or to see what MVT is all about, where would they get a hold of you guys?
Oh, they'd go to drive4mvt.com, and we'd love to talk to them.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show, and hopefully you're getting lucky in Vegas.
Absolutely. As long as I avoid the slot machines, I should be fine.
So we're over here with Carlo and Driver IQ at the 10th Street Conference. And I mean, you guys got prime location real estate right now.
We got really, really lucky. This is our best spot ever.
You're right by the entrance to the conference. You have the food. The coffee and drink stations are on each side. I mean,
I had to grease the wheels with a little extra money under the table for Tim. But yeah, it was worth it.
So, all right. What's your favorite part of being in Vegas at this conference?
I mean, honestly, just how well it's attended and how many great connections you get to have with carriers and partners like you.
Oh, you're just too kind. All right. So every year there's some, like, unveiling of cool tech, cool processes or data. And, you know, you've been with 10th Street on and off for different projects and relationships over time. What do you think about today's and yesterday's presentations?
I mean, honestly, I look forward to the fact that they use this as an opportunity to launch new things, and it's always really exciting. And as a former 10th Street guy myself, I get real excited, and I always want to stay on top of their developments. And you know, I think it should come as no surprise that AI that they're going to be integrating into their platform is what's got me jazzed, because that's one of my charges for the year, is to figure out how to maximize it for myself.
All right. So if someone wanted to get a hold of you guys and find out a little bit about what you guys do, what's the best way to find out about what Driver IQ does?
Yeah, the best way, find me on LinkedIn and reach out to me. I'd love to set up some time to talk about what makes us different and why we service transportation better than anyone else.
All right, so I'm here with 10 Street's very own Teresa Krimble, and, you know, this has been a pretty long and extensive just download of a lot of information. So tell us a little bit about what your big takeaways here.
My big takeaways here are definitely going to be just the fact that we are rolling out some AI. That's been the big talk in a lot of the conferences you'll see this year. That's going to be a big theme. So the fact that we are rolling that option out for our clients in kind of a staged, tiered mentality, I think is going to be really exciting for our clients.
So the AI is like the buzzword of the year. You know, it was like algorithm a couple of years back. So tell us a little bit about the difference between the AI that you guys have implemented in your system.
I think one of the biggest differences is that we are not trying to replace human interaction. We're trying to enhance the human interaction. The idea behind the AI for 10th Street is to take away some of those really commonly asked questions, not time wasters, but things that could be easily answered by a bot, and let the recruiter have more time to do human-to-human interactions, really, you know, building relationships with their drivers rather than being stuck on the phones answering basic questions.
So being from a recruiting background and a former driver, I think I could appreciate some efficiencies in this process, because this process has become mundane over time. So you guys are really trying to enhance that experience, and not only for the recruiter, but for the drivers alike. So if someone wanted to talk to you about this new platform and tool that they have within 10th Street, what's the best way to find out about it?
Emailing sales@10thstreet.com. And then get it hooked up with an advisor there, and we can definitely walk you through different products and how we can help you.
Awesome. So to end this now, I got to ask you, what's your favorite game to play in Vegas?
Try to find sleep anywhere you can.
You heard it here. Try to find sleep anywhere you can. So I'm sitting over here with Brian Schaefer from Decker Truck Line. How are you doing over here, Brian?
Doing really good.
So, you know, there's a lot of information to unpack. What's some of the themes that you've noticed about this year's conference?
You know, really excited about the integration with the AI, the technology. It's going to give us a better fingerprint after hours on weekends. A lot of the routing things that they're doing, the CSA, the driver violation. So, I mean, they really got the pulse on what we're needing, and we're just seeing exciting products coming out to match those needs.
So, you know, what you do, you're running recruiting. You guys are looking for drivers, and you even have some niche jobs, being that you specialize in flatbed. It's got to be a little difficult to find that right mix out there, and then drivers aren't really moving.
It's spring, so, you know, hopefully things start to pick up and move. But, you know, at Decker, we've been around forever. I mean, we've just got the best equipment. We've got just phenomenal people. So once we find the right driver, you know, our turnovers are just at an all-time low right now, which is great in this economy. So, you know, we're looking for the best that want to work with the best. And, you know, partnering up with the great agencies and vendors to help us out. You know, we got a great thing. You know, we even have a local job open right now in Fort Dodge, you know, our flatbed, our reefer. So great home time options. So a lot of different variety that, you know, hopefully we find the right driver.
If someone wanted to get a hold of Decker, what's the best way a driver can get a hold of them?
Easiest and simple is to go to our website, drivedecker.com, and you can connect with us, and somebody will get back with you right away.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show and taking some time, and hopefully you're getting lucky in Vegas, you know. Well, what's your game of choice before you go?
I just go to the buffet, and then that way I feel like I walk away a winner.
This place wasn't built off winners, so I think you're making a safe bet at the buffet. So we're on day three. Everything's coming to a close. We've had a lot of great conversations, a lot of great insights and data points dropped by 10th Street. But I think the best way to help close this out is talk to our friends over at Red Classic. And we got Amanda here. How's it going?
Going great. Ready to go home, but it's been fun.
So this event's always great. And you see the energy on everyone's face. They come in, they get all that data, they get that
big speech in the beginning with all the new stuff dropping. Mm-hmm. And then as it progresses, because people tend to have fun in Vegas, go figure, you start to see that Friday face come right? like Thursday night.
I probably have it.
No, of course not. But there was a lot of good stuff dropped out there. We talked about AI. We talked about, you know, how that whole process looks of aiding drivers and recruiters and getting a quicker response. I mean, what part of this stands out to you the most?
I think for us, you know, 10th Street is the vessel that we have to communicate and kind of get our drivers hired. So it's something that we really put a lot of importance in, and that's why we come to these events. But AI for sure, just their ways of trying to communicate faster and giving the drivers more options to communicate with us. And I think that's huge.
Well, yeah, because the drivers have options right now. Everyone's still hiring. They might not be hiring as much quantity as they used to in the past. But as far as carriers go, they're looking for a higher quality. And the drivers are too. They're looking for a quality connection. They're looking for a quality time to hire. The whole month to get hired, I think that's kind of out the window at this point.
Oh, absolutely, especially for us. We're trying to reach those quality candidates faster. That can be a challenge. But, you know, also walking that fine line to make sure that AI doesn't make them feel like it's a experience that's not that human touch and creating those relationships. So finding that balance, but I think we'll do a good job as an industry together.
Well, and I thought it was cool that they decided that they were going to put something in place that still helped with the human interaction. And, you know, it was going to answer those quick 1-2 questions, but it wasn't going to replace the human interaction, because that is what moves the needle. Like, these drivers aren't going to take a job just because a chatbot told them to. And you guys have some interesting stuff going on over there. I mean, you guys got these jobs. I imagine that they take a lot of conversations to make sure you're finding the right drivers.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before. So my team is very dedicated to making sure that we're having those quality conversations with the drivers. It's not just a quick, let's run through and see if your experience is there. We want to make sure that this is the experience for you from your perspective and from our perspective. So it's a joint partnership with us. And my recruiters take a lot of time making sure that we're having those quality conversations.
Awesome. So if someone wanted to talk about a partnership with you guys, how would they reach out to you guys over there?
So you can get us on redcrewcareers.com.
Awesome. Well, hey, we're going to get back and finish up day 3, but thank you for coming on the show, and check out Red Classic and Amanda.
All right. Well, that was nice to see all the carriers and the networking. I think it's insane that Charles hit a jackpot on a slot machine first try.
I mean, at least he didn't do it from, you know, $1.3 million he got from embezzling a company.
Well, and you never know. That's the only take we got from him. So, I mean, it might not have been the first take. He could have tried that a couple times.
$1,200 in, and he finally hit the jackpot.
But allegedly, it was first try. All right, but I think that's it for this week's episode. So Charles will be back next week, and I think we're talking about retention.
Sounds good. All right. Let's get out of here, man.
I'm your co-host, Paul Gibson. See you next time.